you've just tuned in and wondering what's going on, you're listening to the beat of Sista Boom, recorded, actually not recorded, we're live at the Folsom Street Fair, KSS San Francisco. We're live at the Folsom Street Fair, and I've got a balloon in my face. We're listening to Sista Boom on stage, the corner of 11th and Folsom at the 4th annual Folsom Street Fair. I'm David Bassin with Judy Asman. Judy, what do you think of Sista Boom?
I think they're hot, and I think whoever's not here to see them live, they're missing out. I mean, they sound great, but their stage performance is just as good.
They're great. Ted Cousins is standing backstage right now waiting to follow the band. They're going to come out in the street after this final number. Let's go back to the Mon stage at the Folsom Street Fair. KUSF San Francisco. Okay, Sister Boom are currently filing off the stage. They're heading backstage. Ted Cousins, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Ted, I can hear you.
Okay.
What's it look like backstage?
They're coming down off the backstage ramp. They're going to be heading all the way down the line on the Folsom Street Fair. It's just an amazing procession. 25 women or so in Sister Boom t-shirts making an incredible racket. You're getting it two ways now. You're getting it off the broadcast feed and also off of my mic. But we're going to follow them down the street and see how far we go.
They'll probably be heading all the way down to 7th Street, if I'm not mistaken, right?
More than likely. I mean, how far does the fair go?
Well, to 7th Street, Bill.
You know, on a clear day.
So what's happening? They stopped playing.
They stopped playing. I thought they were going to, I thought you guys were going to do a march all the way down to 7th Street. Is this going to happen?
No, we're not marching today.
What's your name?
My name's Gail.
You guys are, my name's Ted. We're talking on KUSF right now. You guys were wonderful.
Thank you very much. We think we're wonderful too.
Excuse me?
Money to get to Washington, D.C. We're going to the Gay and Lesbian Parade on Washington, and we're collecting money, and you can send the money to...
Wait a second. We're going to get an address here for you. We're going to find somebody that does have the information. They are not going to march down 7th Street. Why aren't you going to march down to 7th Street?
When are we going to march down?
Weren't you
going to
march down to 7th Street playing all your instruments?
I don't know. We are going to march down 7th Street. We're going
Ted,
to have
cake.
That's
I
good
think
news.
Ted, I think we're the victim of a vicious rumor here.
David, I don't know what's going on, really. But now they say they are going to march. Either they're going to march or they're not. But at this point, we're going to get run over by a van, so we're going to send it back to you for a couple of minutes, Dave.
Okay, we're back here at the corner of Juniper and Folsom. This Folsom Street Fair is the fourth annual fair. It's taking place at the corner of 11th and all the way down to 7th, where they have some people playing music for dancing and some entertainment as well. KUSF will be broadcasting between now and maybe even as long as 7 o'clock p.m. until the fair is actually over. Judy, why don't you tell people about Spotorama?
Right. Let's introduce ourselves. You're David Basson.
You're Judy Asman.
Okay. And during Spotorama, you can win T-shirts, posters, tickets, and a special grand prize by creating your own KUSF logo and wearing it loudly and proudly during the fair, which is today. So get down here. The KUSF Secret Spotters will hunt you down and give you special instructions on how to win, win, win.
Win, 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 win. We've also got a booth out there. We have stickers we're selling this afternoon, and we've also got a police vehicle that's got a KUSF sticker on it. If you spot that sticker, make yourself known to the people at the KUSF booth located between 8th and 9th Street here on Folsom. And if you're one of the first five people to get your butt down there, they're going to give you a special prize, courtesy of KUSF Commercial Free 90.3. We'd like to thank some people here. Oh, wait a minute. We have a... Something happened. Sister Boom is marching down the street. Ted, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm right behind them, standing in the middle of an amazing procession.
So, Ted, what happened? How come they changed their mind?
What?
Did you talk them into it or what?
I don't know why they changed their mind. There's four or five people in yellow T-shirts trying to break away the crowd. You know, as the band goes down the street, people just start shaking and moving.
They're coming right in front of, they're right in front of the KUSF booth right now. Sister Boom, 25 people strong. Ted, wave your hand. I want to see you. Where are you?
Right here. Can you see me?
Phil Slash is with him.
All right. The spontaneous dancing is happening all over the place. I swear I'm on acid, but you know.
It could just be the Folsom Street Fair, Ted.
We couldn't have a better day for the fair. People are just going nuts. Everybody is smiling. It's, I can't tell you, we've got a really diverse crowd of people out here. And as the band goes down the street, people just start dancing.
Do they stop dancing once the band passes them, Ted?
It's kind of like, remember in the old Warner Brothers cartoons when they used to do that conga line?
Yeah. This is
just
it,
just like that.
This is it. Live on Folsom Street. The conga line.
We're down at 10th Street now, and we're going to send them on their way. Back to you, Dave.
Thanks, Ted. We're standing outside right here on Folsom Street looking at an incredibly large can of Bud Light. It's the biggest can of Bud Light I've ever seen in my life, but I think there's a purpose here. I think Bud Light has had something to do with the sponsorship of the Folsom Street Fair, and our thanks go out to them, as do our thanks to some of the people who made this broadcast possible.
The can has a hole in it.
Well, I guess then somebody's thirsty out there, because there are a lot of thirsty, hot people out here on Folsom Street this afternoon, Judy.
Okay, so, well, we've got a few people here that we'd like to thank. Karen Bell and Charlie Wood for as engineer supervisors. We couldn't live without them today.
And the other engineers for the music mix, Ashley Lewis, Phil Slash, and Karen Bell.
Continuity, Jim Smith, Marisa Vela, and Phil Slash.
Our directors, Patrick Flynn and Sandra Wasson.
Broadcast stage manager, Debbie Robison.
Our backstage monitor in the truck, Jay Harding, Todd Benton, and David Katz-Nelson.
And our special live interviewer, Ted Cousins.
Who's just coming back here after an exhausting trip out to see Sister Boom. Field interviewers include Vinny Ricchici, Jeff Mitchell, Phil Slash, and James Agrin.
Our PA runners, Alexandra Pelosi, David Katz-Nelson. Bill McLaughlin's not here, but it says he's here. He's sick. Sean Bates.
He's here in spirit. He's probably listening to the broadcast. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Michelle Ryan and Christine Nicholson.
Our air talent.
David Basson.
Judy Asman.
Kathy Cohn.
And Curtis Yu, who will be coming up, I think, around 3 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our spotters, Tim Ziegler, Michelle Ryan, Lynn Sturgo, Ninja O'Brien, and Anzia.
Staff photographer, Alma Karazuniga, CZ. Alma's easy.
Alma's easy. I just received a very important announcement that Curtis will not be able to make the live broadcast. In his place, the one, the only, the man with the beat, Mr. Miles Malo, will be sitting with Kathy Cohn coming
Woo!
Up here very shortly. Right here on the KUSF live broadcast from the Folsom Street Fair. Let's go to an interview right now we have with the San Francisco AIDS Foundation. Take it away.
This is Jeff Mitchell reporting live from the Folsom Street Fair for KUSF. I'm here at the booth for the San Francisco AIDS Foundation. And what is your name?
Don Hendrick.
Don Hendrick. Okay, Don, why don't you tell us what's happening with the San Francisco AIDS Foundation these days? I guess most people are now aware that the AIDS Foundation exists, but do you have any projects or anything that's coming up now that's real important?
Well, the most important thing is coming up in October from the 5th through the 11th, we'll be being part of the National AIDS Awareness Week. And one of the major aspects of this is that we will be trying to do more outreach, especially to parts of the San Francisco and Bay Area community that have not been in touch with us yet as far as finding out how to prevent AIDS, all of the aspects of casual contact and everything else involved in it. In conjunction with this, there is, of course, the March on Washington at the end of the week,
right,
where we'll hopefully try and get a lot more financial and public attention to the AIDS crisis.
Okay, what are these communities that you speak of? I guess the gay community is pretty well saturated, and I guess they're not your main area of focus anymore. So who would you be talking about then?
To a large extent, it's a lot of the minority outreach. We still have a lot of work to do in the Latino and the Black communities, as well as some of the minorities that haven't gotten a lot of the attention, some of the Asian communities that really do need a lot of our information in order to protect themselves. In time, those communities will respond in some way, hopefully by saturating those areas as well and getting to them with the telephone numbers we need, the information pamphlets that we need. We've got quite a few multilingual pamphlets that exist now that we publish. So hopefully we'll do a better job of getting to those people.
Great. Okay, is there a phone number or a contact address that we could have? That way anybody that's interested in the AIDS Foundation can get in touch with you.
Anywhere in Northern California, they can reach us at 1-800-4-AIDS. And that's in effect 9 through 9 on Monday through Friday and 11 to 5 on the weekend.
Great. Well, thanks a lot for talking to us. This is Jeff Mitchell reporting live from the Folsom Street Fair, Dimension 4, on commercial-free 90.3 KUSF, San Francisco.
That's right. And if you're listening, you have good taste.
Have a good day at the fair.
That's right. You do have good taste. You're listening to KUSF in San Francisco. Judy, tell the people what else we have on KUSF besides the new music program. We have lots of special programs as well.
Oh, of course. In addition to our 19 hours of new music programming, KUSF also presents on Saturday nights the Saturday Night Reggae Style from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Also on Sunday, the Raging Rampage Radio with Ron Quintana from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. Spotlight from 1:30 p.m. to 3 o'clock p.m.
Actually, now, Judy, it's actually 3:30. They've got an extra half an hour with Spotlight now.
Oh, that's right. And then the training shift takes over from 3:30 to 5.
That's right. The training shift takes over. That's right.
And be sure to listen to that and give them lots of requests. The demo tape show from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. with our very own
the Germ.
Yeah.
Germ rules. Germ rules.
Germ rules. Okay, and on Tuesday, the African music program from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Treasures Untold with Harry D. from 9:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. On Friday, the Blue Blue Third from 9 to 12 midnight, and the After Midnight Show. Actually, Ray Michaels is going to be having his last show, and he's going to be taking requests this week. Yeah, at 584-3233. So listen this Friday at 12 midnight to 3 o'clock a.m., and check out those radical requests that people made this week.
Yeah, really. He's given his whole show over to the requests from everybody that called, and he's got a special phone number for that, too.
Okay.
And keep listening to KUSF. We'll give you the phone number for that. Did you give him the phone number for that?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Pay attention, David.
Okay.
Okay. We have one more to mention. Moon Dance from 3 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Friday night. So check it out. We're not all new music. We've got a little bit of everything.
Wanted to mention also that Miles Malone will be up with you just very shortly with Kathy Cohn, who's just arrived. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy.
Have you had a chance to walk around the fair yet? No, you just got here?
Yeah, she's still holding her helmet. Yeah.
Miles Malone will be here. He's got a new program back on the air on KUSF with Bebop and Beyond. Is that me Friday nights, Miles?
Yeah.
Friday nights, yeah? Great. Okay, that's coming up. We'd like to mention also some thank yous for Hamburger Mary's live broadcast at the Folsom Street Fair is being fueled by the people at Hamburger Mary's, located at Folsom and 12th. You can visit their ice cream booth located between 9th and 10th on Folsom or stop by for a delicious hamburger. Also, the live broadcast is being brought to you in part by Reckless Records, located at the corner of Haight and Masonic in San Francisco. We're at the corner of 12th and Folsom. I'm sorry, 11th and Folsom. Well, 12th is on the other side. It's close enough. And coming up on stage very shortly is Miss Kitty and the Cycle Souls. We've also got down at 7th Street stage happening right now, Oliver Boulier. I believe he's spinning some records. Coming up from 3 to 3:45 will be Pride and Joy. I think we have an interview ready to go with Miss Kitty, don't we? Let's go to that. We're broadcasting
from the
Hello, James, darling.
We're sitting here talking with Miss Kitty of Miss Kitty and the Psycho Souls, cool. The bad Raggedy Ann doll herself.
That's right.
She's playing today at the Folsom Street Fair. What time?
Yeah, about 3:15, actually. Exactly 3:15, but probably not 3:15. No, 3:15.
At what stage?
At the 11th Street stage. It's going to be some party. Some
right.
Large party. Yeah,
right.
It is going to be a party. I got this great dress. I look beautiful in it.
Yeah.
Very shapely, I must say.
What else are you going to wear?
My cowboy boots and some perfume and no undies. Ooh.
I wonder how high that stage is.
It's got mirrors all along the bottom of it, I heard. At least that's what the guys in the band promised me.
So, wow, that sounds really exciting.
We are very excited.
How long have you guys been playing around town?
We have been together. Actually, we just celebrated our first year anniversary. First year anniversary. Yeah.
And you guys came to San Francisco from where?
We came to San Francisco. We converged here. It was like the demonic convergence. Is that the moronic convergence?
Demonic emergence.
Yeah, it was. There's six of us, and one of us, I'll name them. Paul Robinson, my guitar player, is from Cleveland. Eric Tallman, my keyboard player, is from Bakersfield, local boy. Mikey Lee is from hell. And Jimmy Shine is a up north boy, and so is Craig Shapiro, who came from New York. And we write all our own stuff, and people, and we play the hell out of it. You know, it started as a show. It started originally as a concept show. It
was cabaret.
No, it was like a real badass blues trip. But it's not blues at all anymore, and a lot of people get that confused because we don't really play blues clubs in the city. We play all the normal places, like, for instance, we play Nightbreak a lot. We played DNA. We played DV8. Our first show was at DV8. We played. We will be doing the Camel Club, and we do out of town stuff. And we just put a tape out, but I'll tell you about that later. But I'll tell you about some gigs that we have now. We have the Folsom Street Fair, like you said, on the 20th, and then we've got Nightbreak on the 1st of October. And then on the 4th of October, we'll be at the Castro Street Fair also. Those street fairs, we did the Up Your Alley Fair, which was really a kick in the ass. Let me just put it that way. Don't drop your keys. But no, it was fun. And we're going to be doing we'll do the Castro Street Fair. And then Bob, I've got a booking agent. He's booking us out of town. Right, we opened for the Cruzados at Berkeley Square, and we're opening for some national acts. That's why we got this tape together. So we can get the hell out of Dodge and get bigger and better and grow. And it's a 6-cut tape. It's going to be played on KUSF, I understand.
That's right. You can tune into Germ Show and hear that.
Jane.
I hear you ride a motorcycle up on stage at the beginning of your show.
That has been done before. I have a lot of really good friends. That was, we did that for a while, but now I'm kind of working up a new show. A new show, concentrating more on me.
You're the star attraction.
Yeah, basically being the front person. But Craig does a lot of front singing with me too. Little brat. I'm the main, star, as you could say. Star. Say it.
Star. Star Kitty, you
star
are
Kitty.
Star
Kitty. I am. Star in here. I also play, I do other little venues too. I have another band called Cats and Kittens, which is, what's it?
Is that a girl band?
No, it's a badass. No, it's more my little lounge act, and we play the Paradise Lounge a lot. We'll be at DNA on the 25th and the 26th. It's my cocktail lounge band. It gets, you know, every woman singer wants to
it's
be
your,
Billie
it's
Holiday.
Band.
Mm, it's my smoke-filled band. Room band. Yeah, it's a really good little trip. It's really great. It's very intimate, but it's really get down. Right now, Ben Bossy's playing sax with us while he's in town. Ben, don't leave. And we are doing Cocktail Cabaret with the Cats and Kittens. We'll be doing a double bill with the Ricky Ringo show, who was Craig Shapiro. That's going to be a DNA on the 25th and the 26th of September. And then we're doing a double show like that the 16th and 17th of October. What can you expect to hear? A lot of rock and roll, some kind of streetwise stuff. Craig used to write Broadway things. And so a lot of the stuff is kind of it's a little campy, a lot of rock and roll-y, and just you want to dance. Take off your pants and dance. Yeah, I wish glitter rock could come back, please. My platform shoes are sitting in my closet, wasting away, and my suspenders with glitter on them too. Don't you wear those? Only in the privacy of your own home.
Yes, only late at night with my doors locked.
So, are you gonna come and are you gonna come and see us? Yeah, yelling "Kitty for Derby Queen, Kitty for Derby Queen." That's what you're supposed to say.
All right, Kitty.
Okay, James.
Thank you very much.
It's been beautiful.
As you are.
As you are, too.
That's Miss Kitty, and she'll be on stage with the Psycho Souls coming up in just a few short minutes. We'd like to go right now, right across the alley, where Ted Cousins has got Brian Weisberg from Until December and his pet snake. Go ahead, Ted.
His pet snake name is Hector. Hector, do you want to say something?
Something. I'm not my pet, am I?
Hector doesn't have a lot to say today, but Brian, what's going on?
We're out here in the fun and the sun and checking out all the wonderful human beings here on Folsom Street at the fair, be there, be square.
Isn't there an amazing array of wardrobe today?
Absolutely amazing. Of course, I'm the most well-dressed here, and that leads to be no questions in there, whatever.
And leaves nothing to be desired, absolutely. Brian, of course, is dressed in, let's see, he's got a button that says screw guilt, his male chauvinist pig button, his Six Six Sputnik t-shirt, his Wilbur Burial Vaults patch. I like that one. And on the back, Honda and a Folsom Street sticker that says A Taste of Leather San Francisco, and a KUSF sticker. Of course, now you're cool, pal.
Now I'm cool. I've been waiting to be cool all my life. Thank you.
What's happening with your band?
We're about to start getting some more gigs here in town, and I got a second band happening. It's called Maximilian's Motorcycle Club. It should be out on the road real soon. And that's some of the guys from Until December and some other friends of mine, and look out.
What would inspire you to bring your snake out on a day like today?
He asked to come. He's into it. I don't know.
Does he come every year?
Depends if you rub him hard enough, sure.
All right. Brian, thanks for talking to us today, and we hope that Hector has a lot of nice mice in the future.
You got it, baby.
Do you feed him mice?
He eats mice, too.
God bless Hector. Back to you, Dave.
God bless both of you guys. It's Ted Cousins with the wireless remote out in the alley, and Brian Westberg and his snake from Until December.
Hector.
Judy, we got some tickets to give away, huh?
Yeah, we sure do. Okay, we're giving away a pair of tickets right now to see Deborah Ayal and Lower East Venus, along with the Zendix, at the DNA Lounge this Thursday, September 24th. Show starts at 10:30 p.m., 21 and over, please. All you have to do is show up at the KUSF merchandising table and say KUSF is hell on wheels. And once again, that table is located between 8th and 9th on Folsom Street. Just walk up there and say that secret line. KUSF is hell on wheels, and Ted Cousins does it for us.
And Ted doesn't. He does what for us?
Makes KUSF hell on wheels.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Here's some special thanks. We should thank some other people also who have been really helpful at the fair.
Okay, special thanks to Michael Valerio, producer of the Folsom Street Fair, Jane Salinger, executive director of the Folsom Street Fair, Gary Walker, who did the production, and our very own Ray Michaels, the KUSF technical director, who will no longer broadcast after midnight, but he will be taking requests all this week for after midnight show this Friday.
Also, some other people have been very kind to donate some stuff to the Folsom stage. Hamburger Mary's is catering the Folsom Center stage, and the other restaurants are helping as well. Baker of Paris is donating fine bakery goods to treat the crew of volunteers. Carl's Jr., Muni Public Relations are helping out. There's been financial support from Bracco Distributing, Bud Light, the Lurie Corporation, Pacific Bell, PCW Communications, grants for the Arts of San Francisco, and the Hotel Tax Fund. Every performer who is on stage this afternoon is donating their time. No one's getting paid for any of this. There's also beer booths if you're interested in having a beer this afternoon out on the street, and they're being provided by the Barbary Coasters Motorcycle Club, the California Eagles, the Constantines, the Cheaters, and the Barbary Coasters. All the proceeds from the beer go to the Folsom Street Fair. Also, if you'd like to make a donation to the AIDS Foundation and you haven't done so in person and like to do it from your phone, there's a toll-free number you can call. It's 800-992-CURE. It benefits the American Foundation for AIDS Research and San Francisco AIDS Foundation. You can call and use your Visa, your MasterCard, or your American Express card.
Okay, and we're having a raging time over here on the corner of Folsom and Juniper. Stop by and visit us. Visit all of our famous KUSF DJs like Ted Cousins, Phil Slash, David Basson, Sandra Wasson, Pat Flynn. Sandra, you're taking off pretty soon, aren't you? Yeah, she's going to India. Be
and
careful
Europe.
Out there.
She's going to Europe. She's traveling halfway around the world. She'll be in Australia, in Japan. Sandra will have a lot of stories to tell you when she gets back about, 3 months from now, huh? It's going to be very exciting. Very, very exciting. Thank you very much. I see us. Oh, okay. Coming up this afternoon at the Folsom stage, Miss Kitty, who's on stage now, about to come on. Danny Williams will do some X-rated comedy after that. We won't be broadcasting. You'll have to come down and see it in person. At 4 o'clock approximately, the Flips will be on stage. Lauren Carter, Precision Drill and Whip Team, Tom Aminio, and Zulu Spear will close out the afternoon on the 11th Street stage. Amiano. I'm sorry, I'm not Italian. Thank you, Ray Michaels.
And it's too bad that we're not broadcasting the Precision Drill and Whip Team, too. I mean,
maybe we'll have Ted get out there with the Precision Drill and Whip Team and show them what it's all about, right,
Ted?
Well,
he's having fun with his microphone, so I think we should just leave him with that.
He'll fit right in, actually, I think. Okay, is Miss Kitty about ready on stage there? Suits is not ready yet. Okay.
Okay, they're rocking.
Yeah, okay. Let's make some other announcements here. We mentioned that Hamburger Mary's is helping us to feed. I think about 3 o'clock we'll be getting some food from Hamburger Mary's. I can't wait. That's around now. They also have an ice cream booth out here. They're located between 9th and 10th on Folsom. You can stop by for an ice cream or a burger at Mary's, and they're helping to fuel the Folsom Street Fair. Also, Reckless Records is helping us out, aren't they?
Yeah, this live broadcast is being brought to you in part by Reckless Records on Haight and Masonic in San Francisco. And we also did mention the giant Bud Light can, which is close to Juniper and Folsom right near us. Even though it has a hole in it, it's great. Anyway, Miss Kitty and the Psycho Souls.
Which, well, they're not on yet. Any second now. Two or three minutes, okay. We should mention also that this is the last day of summer. So I think everybody out here, they usually schedule the Folsom Street Fair to be on the last day of summer. It really helps to bring in the fall, the autumnal equinox, as it's called. And we're going to go live in the street right now to Ted Cousins, who's on there about to interview some folks, I think.
No interview here. I just have to report that we have a devastating tragedy going on right now, and that big Bud Light can is down. The hole has really...
Oh, no. Let's go into the street here and check it out. We can reach
check
our microphones
out
in the street.
It's down. It's
the Bud
really
Light
tragic.
Can is down.
People are crying.
People are crying, Ted. It's really awful.
The show is dispersing. The bands aren't going to go on, and people are leaving the streets. We're really sorry about the... Excuse me.
I told you, sir. It had a hole in it.
Come here. People are afraid of injuries. Sir, it's really tragic that the Bud Light can has gone down. What do you think about that?
Say that again.
The Bud Light can, the inflatable Bud Light can is down.
Oh, I really miss it.
Isn't it tragic? Don't you think that that was the high point of the fair this year?
I hope not.
Why are you here, sir?
Just check it out.
What's your name?
Toby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, gather around the stage. Do you come every year?
First year?
Are you local to San Francisco?
Kind of.
Thanks for talking with us. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, Ted, we're going live to the stage right now. Miss Kitty and the Psycho Souls are on stage. We're broadcasting at KUSF San Francisco live from the Folsom Street Fair, September 20th, 1987.
Last day of summer.
rock and roll. Son of Sam, Charlie's waiting on the man. Lenny Lake and Charlene, I said, nice doctor, don't mean a thing. Jim Jones drink the drink that fades and it burns, and he just said,
but you're all alone. Take out your tools, boy.
Yeah.
pump it up good. And when I'm driving, baby, be my car, I want to open the hood. So good. And when I'm burning, baby, nice and hot, I'm like a heavy burning chunk of wood. Baby, don't you leave me, don't you leave me no sabo, baby, don't you leave me that way. Baby, don't you leave me, don't you leave me no sabo, baby, don't you leave me that way. Baby, don't you leave me, don't you leave me no sabo, baby, don't you leave me that way. Baby, don't you leave me, don't you leave me no sabo, baby, don't you leave me that way.
Show. Baby, I don't know. just what
I want to do, but I ain't gonna do with you.
No, baby,
no, baby, no, baby, not with you. Live it down,
wow, baby,
right on the ground.
Gonna go downtown
and see a show. Baby, I don't know.
Gonna do just what
I want to do,
but I ain't gonna do it with you.
No, baby, no, baby,
no, baby,
not with you.
Danny Williams, live at the Folsom Street Fair. You're listening to KUSF, commercial-free 90.3 in San Francisco.
I want to tell you, I'm jazzed about this. This week, my lover and I just celebrated our 7th anniversary. I can't believe it. 7 years! And 7 consecutive years, too. One right after another. I can't believe it. And a straight friend of mine asked me, when do gay men celebrate their anniversaries? Is it the night you first met, the night you first kissed, the night you first made love, or the night you moved in together? And I said yes. And I was at the Eagle. I had a suitcase and a sofa bed. It worked out. We had a good anniversary. We came here for dinner and we finished. We said, let's go down to Castro Street and walk around because we're gay men and we're required to do that. And we got to Castro Street. I still can't believe this happened. A shocking occurrence. My lover and I got queerbaited. I still can't believe it. That's where a bunch of straight kids will get in their cars, go to a gay area, and they make fun of gay people, and they do it by saying really clever and original things like,
duh, hey, fag,
oh, wow, cut me down. Newsflash, newsflash, I mean, really. Oh, good, we can stay together. I mean, honey, if you're gonna dish, you best bring some plates. Now, come on. Gay kids would do it so much better. They'd get in their cars, go out to the suburbs, and make fun of straight people. Oh, get him in the tank top with the pot belly. I mean, police miss thing. You can't wear a tank top, trust me, girl. Don't try that alone, by the way. Now, they told me we're doing this thing for the radio today. It's being taped, so they told me to don't say any offensive four-letter words, but the only offensive four-letter word I know is Pope, and I'm not going to say that. I can't believe they shut down the whole city for him. I have a friend who lives on Geary Street. She still can't leave her house. And, you know, they had a comedian open for him. Most people don't know it, but I got offered the Pope gig first because the Pope is a big fan of gay comedy, and... But I had to turn it down because the same week I'm opening for Satan, wouldn't you know it, and it's more fun. I'm still trying to deal with the whole thing, you know, like first the Pope, and then we had Ollie North, and then Vanna White, you know, they're all sort of the same. And what did we do before that? Remember the big fad last year? What were we all doing? Yes, we're all ending drug use, right? Remember the year before when we ended world hunger, right? We all bought the record and world hunger was over. That was close. So this year we're ending drug use, and it's a problem that's been around for 3,000 or 4,000 years, so to solve it, we've come up with a complex program. What is it? Just say no! There you go, I hadn't thought of that. I mean, that's so good. Where were they last year? Just say food, come on, food! And who thought the program up? Nancy Reagan, our president. Now, Nancy Reagan says she doesn't do drugs, I don't believe her. Because if I had to go to bed with Ronald Reagan every night, I'd need about 10 Quaaludes, you know? Which is where she came up with just say no, forget it, no, you're gross, get out of here, you know? And Reagan's falling apart. They're slicing stuff off his nose, they're slicing stuff off his rear, I'm telling you, you know? It's convenient for the doctors, though, because they're both in the same place, and... And of course, what did he have now? Like, the big thing he has now is, you know about the AIDS advisory panel he set up? Yeah, this is a great thing. To get on this panel, you needed two things. You need to know nothing about AIDS, and you need to hate gay people. Okay, you're on, you know? I mean, I don't know about you, but my number one choice to solve the AIDS crisis, the head of Amway. Number one choice, you know? Absolutely amazing. I had a pretty good weekend. I went and visited some friends. My friends are really getting into this thing of buying dogs, you know? Everybody's buying these dogs. One or two dogs, if they live in a big place, they get those little itty-bitty dogs. You know the ones? The ones that when they walk on the floor go... Sort of like rats wearing Lee press-on nails, you know? There you go, okay. That's if they live in an estate. My friend who lives in a studio apartment has a dog the size of my friend Flicka, you know?
Don't chew the nice man's face.
We haven't walked him in 6 months, so he's a little frisky. And it runs over and it gets that repulsive, disgusting, gooey, rawhide bone, you know, that drippy, wet, ooey thing that's all wet and gross and brown on the end and falling apart. And it dropped it in my hand and I go, ew. And my friend says, oh, Danny, you're such a sissy. A dog's mouth is the most sterile thing in the world. A dog's mouth is the most sterile thing in the world. That's one of those things that you hear that just isn't true, like one size fits all. I worked for a vet for 3 years. Never once did I say, doctor, going to lunch, aren't you going to wash your hands first? No need. They've been in the dog's mouth all morning. Yep, still fine. Because a dog lives by one phrase, lick it, chew it, swallow it, you know? How rude. I'm sorry. No, I don't care how gross, how repulsive, no problem. The mold, that's pretty good. Still sterile. Here we go. Now, I have been staying home a lot and watching too much TV. I am very excited about this. My favorite commercial person, the woman is God, Madge the manicurist, isn't she? The woman is God, and I'm very happy for her. She's going to be starring in a new horror movie. I'm very happy, though. Hydrochloric acid, what is it? You're soaking in it. The worst ad, I'm sorry, June Allison for Depend undergarments. Have you seen these? This is a terrible medical problem for people who have a bladder control thing, you know, and you sell these rubber underwear, and I just don't see this helping June Allison's career, you know? Hi, I'm June Allison, I leak. You know, it just doesn't, you know, ready on the set, Miss Allison. Squish, 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 squish. I mean, when she gets sick, does she call her doctor or agent, you know? Murray, I've got a rash. Get a hold of Noxzema, quick, you know. Oh, God. We did have some good holidays, Labor Day and all that. I gotta tell you, my least favorite holidays, these work my nerves, Mother's Day and Father's Day. Hate these holidays. First off, I know there's never gonna be anything in it for me. You know, it's just give, 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 and nothing back. But the worst part is, I have to buy the cards. Every year I end up getting the exact same Father's Day card. It always says, to Dad from Son. Hi, Dad, I'm a guy, and you're a guy, and like we're both dudes, right, Dad? You know how I feel about you, Dad, and that's why I sent you this swell card with a picture of an antique car, a hunting dog, and a pipe. See, they do not have a card that fits my family. To Dad from Son, I'm queer, you're fascist, get over it. But I live in another state, so I know you'll have a happy Father's Day. You know, they... See, my parents and I don't get along too well. Part of it's where I was raised. I was raised in Phoenix. Any Phoenicians here? 3333. Now, it's a strange place to grow up in the summer. It's like 120, 125 in the summer. Although somebody always goes, buddy, it's dry heat. So is the surface of the sun, you know? And I was raised Pentecostal. What a festive religion that is, you know? I knew I was different than other kids. Everybody else was talking in tongues. I was dishing in tongues. That hair, girl, please. And roll on the floor. I'll get dirty. No, you know. And finally, one day, I had to know who I was, and I got the dictionary and looked up the word homosexual. I had to know, and it said homosexual. What are you looking this up for? What are you, queer or something? Ah, love mom and dad. And. Finally, I decided to make the big break, and I told my parents I was gay, and they got really, really upset, which is unusual, because most parents go, great news, you know. We won't have grandchildren, we'll be alone and bitter, yay! But mine got upset, and it was my own fault. I picked the worst possible time and the worst possible place to tell them I was gay.
Attention Kmart shoppers,
well, it didn't go over too well, but finally I made the big move and went to my very, 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 very first gay bar. Do you remember, those of you who are gay, the very, very first gay bar you ever went to? Remember deciding to be gay anyway after going to this bar? Because there is some unwritten law that says the first gay bar you go to has to be the worst gay bar in the universe, right? Everybody's tough, they have knives, it's on the pier. I lived in Phoenix and it was on the pier. They built a pier. Put a bar on the bottom. It was called Jim's Steakhouse. A huge parking lot. Nobody's in the parking lot because the police would come by, write down your license plate number, and you got listed in their computer as a homosexual. I didn't care. I parked there every night. The car was registered in my father's name, so it really didn't matter. And to see the mail that queen gets now, I gotta tell you, it's just... Well, you're such a friendly audience. I want to thank you. I should ask, are there any straight people here at all tonight, today? Are they? Go on, be brave. There's others like you. Come on. I've seen you at Montgomery Ward's at ceremony. Come on, raise your hand. No, that's good. You're brave about it. I asked it last week, and I got one real timid hand, and I thought, that's an only in San Francisco experience. I was so embarrassed to admit I was straight. Explain that in Walnut Creek. I mean, really. Quick, get them to Chuck E. Cheese, detox. Because this may come as a surprise to you, but I don't always get a friendly reception. I know that's a surprise, especially that show at the Children's Hospital. It just, I did a show recently, an important performer's rule, you never put down a place by name if you're gonna say something negative about it, so I won't. But this was at a large university somewhere in Berkeley, and won't say the name though. And they have a comedy show every Wednesday night. And they call me up and said, Danny, we're going to have a big, big night of gay comedy. Big, big night of gay comedy. But they didn't tell the audience that they were going to have a big, big night of gay comedy. The audience, brain dead jocks, okay? I'm at home preparing the gayest material I do. I get in there. I do a 45-minute set in 1.25 minutes, you know? There's no, I'm homo. Thank you very much. Run to the corner. And there you are. Oh, they're having 0.75 minutes. And these eight jocks surround me. Eight jocks, total IQ equal to that of a standing rib roast, right? Bones, meat, no head, just standing there. And this one guy goes, hey man, the only reason you're here is because you wanted to have sex with me. I said, honey, I'd rather have root canal work, okay? Trust me. So the guy says, I don't like you queers being here, because when you're here, I'm Williams. Thank you.
Let's hear it for Gary.
Okay, that's Danny Williams live at the Folsom Street Fair. Judy, where are you?
I'm right here.
You're right here. We're going to say goodbye, turn things over to Kathy Cohn and Miles Malone. So, Judy, what do you have to say about all this?
I'm just going to go practice my Spanish in this little shady area of our alley. Necesito cerveza ahora.
Más cerveza for Judy.
Very good. Fiesta time.
Very good. Okay, Miles, Kathy, it's all yours. Have a good time at the Folsom Street Fair. I'm David Bassman. I'll see you later.
Thank you very much, David. The man with the 33 and a third RPM. Nice to see you again. Kathy Cohn, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
We're down here.
For those of you who just tuned in, we did hear Miss Kitty and the Psycho Souls performing just before Danny Williams here at the Folsom Street Fair.
Which, by the way, is being brought to you in part by Reckless Records on Hated Masonic here in San Francisco, a great location for both new and used record albums, as well as compact discs. There's some pretty groovy people over there.
And coming up next, 4 p.m., momentarily, will be the Flips, who are a rock band. And don't forget, we are broadcasting here from 11th Street in Folsom, actually exactly at Juniper. If you are wandering around, don't forget that there is Spotorama, where you can win the T-shirts, posters, tickets, and a special grand prize by creating your own KUSF logo and wearing it loudly and proudly, which is how everyone's doing it here at the fair anyway. The KUSF Secret Spotters will be hunting you down, so... and giving you special instructions on how to win, 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 which sounds like a Miles Malone thing to say.
To win, win, win. I can't hear myself here. I don't know why, but I guess we got the Flips on stage right now, ready to roll, so why don't we take it to the stage? The Flips, live on KUSF in San Francisco.
I'm working the net, net, working the net, net, working the net, net, working the net. I'm working the net, net, working the net, net, working the net, net, working the work, the net to tom 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 to tom 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 Ned, working the net, I'm working the net, Ned, working the net, Ned, working the net, Ned, working the net.
As I said, we are the Flips, and we are an acapella group, obviously, and
We're kind of new at this kind of talking between songs kind of thing, because in our show we have like skits and monologues. So I've been like studying about kind of watching other comics and stuff. What do they do to like get the crowd on their sides? And lots of really dumb things that they do. And like they'll ask like how are you guys doing? See, I particularly hate that when comedians say things like that. You don't really care. Because most of the time people are kind of having a shitty day and they might want to tell you about it and you're trying to sing. And so that's the one idea we're not going to try. Right on.
Okay.
One of these kids is not like the other. One of these kids just isn't quite right. One of these kids is not like the other. Guess which one got laid last night?
I got laid.
Shoo-wop, 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 shoo-wop. She wop, 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 bop. I was walking down the street feeling lonely and blue, looking for some love and didn't know what to do. I looked down on my watch, it was getting late. Tomorrow would be prom night and I needed a date. I got romance in my pants and it's waiting for you. I got romance in my pants, ain't never been both. Got romance in my pants, yeah, it's waiting for two. Got romance in my pants right down to my shoes. I got romance, got romance, got romance, got romance. Ants in my pants for two. Shoo up, shoo up, shoo up, shoo up, shoo up, shoo up, I walked into the mall, so thought I'd have a load. Sat down at the counter and I took off my coat. Sipping on my soda, looked around that shop.
And right before my eyes, I thought my heart would stop.
I got romance in my pants and it's waiting for you. I got romance in my pants, now you never blew. I got romance in my pants, yeah, it's waiting for two. Got romance in my pants, right down to my shoes. I got romance, got romance, got romance, got romance. Hands in my pants for two. Shoo-wop, 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 bop. My knees were shaking,
my knees were shaking,
and my mouth was dry,
and my mouth was dry. Whoa.
We stared at each other,
we stared at each other,
looking eye to eye,
looking eye to eye. Whoa.
I walked up to her and I asked her name. She said,
yeah,
she said,
yeah,
she said,
yeah,
she said, yeah. She said it was Felicia, Sonia, Lana, Charmaine.
Huh?
What?
No.
And I knew that she was the girl for me. I love her forever. That was plain to see. And I, in a castle in the sky, just a kissing and hugging and holding me tight to the day we
die.
In my pants, I ain't never been new. Got romance in my pants, that's when for two. Got romance in my pants, right down in my shoes. I got romance, got romance, got romance, got romance. I got romance, got romance, got romance, got romance. I got romance, got romance, got romance, got romance. Hands in my pants for you.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what it would be. That Monday evening, you would still be here with me. Ba-da-da-ba-da-da-da-da.
Every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah.
But whenever Monday comes.
But whenever Monday comes.
But whenever Monday comes.
I keep me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday. So good to me. Monday, Monday. It was all
I hoped it would be.
But Monday morning,
Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Ba-da-da-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- you're not to blame.
And when I see the silent points one way, the light we used to pass by every day. Just walk away, Renee, you won't see me follow you back home. The empty sidewalks on my block are not the same.
You're not to blame. Every other day, every other day, the week is fine. But whenever money comes, but whenever money comes, you got me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day.
Won't see me follow you back home.
Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
You're not to blame.
Monday, Monday,
don't walk away.
Can't trust that day.
Don't walk away.
Monday, Monday,
don't walk away. Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da.
Ooh, 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 ooh.